Time now to take five for your community, brought to you by Yocum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And our guest today is Rose Wilson from Sodexo here in Washington. Rose, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in. And again, thanks for your efforts and everyone involved with the Community Caring Day. What a great event, great concept. And this is the second year for it. Last year was just overwhelming, wasn't it?
It was overwhelming. They cleaned us out, which was awesome. That was the idea, to try to supply everybody with some warm clothes and have a good time. So,
and let's talk about how this Community Caring Day came about. You, of course, Sodexo Services provides maintenance and food services for Washington Community Schools.
Yeah, that's correct. And early last year, we started talking as a team how we were going to give back to the community and try to do something special. And Tammy Clark, one of our custodians at the high school, came up with a great idea to have a winter wonderland sort of event after Christmas, after the holidays, to supply warm weather gear, you know, books, things that the kids might need.
And, you know, the need is there. I mean, you guys see it firsthand working in the schools on a daily basis.
Absolutely, absolutely. It seems like, you know, I know teachers see it too, and they're constantly reaching out, you know, to see if we have coats and things available for the kids. And, you know, we walk around and see, you know, kids don't show up for school with coats, and they don't have gloves, they don't have hats or scarves sometimes, and if there's anything we can do to help them, we certainly want to.
Now, knock on wood, we haven't had to experience Indiana winter weather yet, but we do know that it is still expected to be coming.
I believe it's coming. There's no way that it's over.
So you're talking about coats, but we're actually covering the gamut. I mean, this includes all kinds of winter gear as well.
Yeah, that's right. We have tons of blankets that were brought in and on donations from Walmart and some purchases there. And we have hats and gloves, scarves, socks, lots of coats and vests, and from all different sizes, from 4T all the way up to extra large for our, you know, our high school kids as well. So yeah, there's tons of stuff.
Sunday afternoon, it is a free Community Caring Day from 2 to 4 p.m. This will be held in the Washington Junior High School gym, and you're kind of making it kind of like a carnival atmosphere. Other activities will be going on as well.
That's right. Our plan is to kind of, as people come in, we're going to have some face painting. Sodexo Food Services are supplying 400 cookies for all the kids to decorate as they come through. We're going to have book giveaways for age-appropriate books and door prizes. So it's kind of just an all-inclusive event so we can have a good time and fellowship with our community.
And you've got fellow students that are going to help everyone along the way, too.
Oh, absolutely. I'm overwhelmed by the amount of people who have come forward to want to volunteer for the event that afternoon. We've got Hatchets Helping Hatchets, women's basketball. Their whole team will be there to help. Library science. Dave Buchanan is coming to help us. Art club, junior ROTC. It's really is overwhelming, the amount of people coming.
And that leads to the next point. This is truly a community thing, because you've had overwhelming support and donations come in to make this a big success, because as you saw last year, you were cleaned out. And as I said earlier, the need is definitely there.
The need is definitely there. I can't tell you how proud I am of the Sodexo team and how they have gone out to the community and asked for help and, you know, really talked about the cause and what it means to them. We've had just an outpouring of donations come in. American Legion, Buchanan's, Jones and Sons, Boyd's, KFC, Family Dollar. I mean, that's a small amount of many, many community members who have come forward and supplied anything that they could to help the community and the kids.
It is this Sunday, again, Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m., Community Caring Day, Washington Junior High School Gym, sponsored by Sodexo and the Washington Community Schools Foundation, and, of course, donations from the community as well. Come on out to this free event. If you would like to still donate, it is not too late. Rose, where would they take their donations if they still have some?
If you still have donations, you can certainly come by my office. I'm at the bus barn at 204 West National Highway at the Transportation Center, and we take donations year-round. And we store them and clean them and get them ready for the following year. So it's a year-long fundraiser.
Absolutely. Well, hats off to you guys. Job well done. It's a great event, awesome concept, and it's just a community coming together to help those for the cold winter months ahead. It's Community Caring Day, Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Washington Junior High School Gym, open to all Washington Community School students, or Washington students for that matter. Anyone needing help for the cold winter ahead with winter gear, you can pick it up this Sunday in the Junior High Gym. Rose, job well done. Thanks again for coming in to share the information. information today.
Thank you.
Take Five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.